This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. This is called Off to New York from Ed Perlman and Neil Perlman. A couple of the headliners from the upcoming Strathspey Real Society's gala. It's happening on November 25th. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show. And we have some folks here today from the Strathspey Real Society of New Hampshire to tell us a little bit more. Introducing Michael Vose and welcoming you and your crew to The Folk Show. Thanks for coming in.
Well, Kate, thank you. It's really great to be here, and we're really grateful and appreciative to you for having us on your show. It's great to be back. We were here a couple of years ago, and looking forward to another half hour with you today.
So, Michael, you're the president of the Strathspian Rail Society and also the conductor of the group.
That is true. I was elected president at our elections this past May. Second time I've been president of the group. I was president in 1997, 98, or 96, 97, somewhere back in there. And I have taken over the duties of conductor just in the last couple of years. So that's been a new challenge for me. I've had to step away from my hammered dulcimer and pick up the baton and try to keep the group playing at the same time. It's been fun. I really enjoyed it.
Michael, before we launch into more about the gala, how about just letting us know what brings you coming back? What brings you back to the Strathspian Rail Society? What intrigued you about it, and what keeps you doing this work that you do?
Well, I took up playing the hammered dulcimer at the age of 40, and I was looking for a way to join with other people to play some music. And I went to the Highland Games in 1989, and in the Highland Games program, there was a small ad for this group that had just been formed the year before, called the Strathspian Rail Society of New Hampshire, and they said it was open to all people, all levels, any instrument. So I went to one of their gatherings. They met here in Concord on a Sunday. I went to one of their gatherings, and I had the greatest time playing with those folks that I had ever had. That was 24 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since. Our motto is having fun with Scottish music, and I have had a great time playing Scottish music with the Strathspian Rail Society.
I'd also like to introduce Sylvia Misko, who's no stranger to our folk show audience. She's here with her accordion. Sylvia, tell us a little bit about your history with the Strathspian Rail Society.
I've always enjoyed playing for dancing, country dancing, particularly square dancing, and also playing a lot of Scottish country dancing. And Barbara McGowan, who is a well-known fiddler in the Boston area, called me up one day and she said, "We need to bring Scottish music to New Hampshire, and I will start it, and I want you to help get it going and find a place for us to practice and an address so we can send information around." And so we started out. I think we probably had 10 people the first meeting that we had, and it's grown. It goes up and down, but it's still very vibrant and alive. I've just loved playing Scottish music. It's also opened up a lot of doors for ways to play other than just playing for dancing, which has been an interesting learning process.
The Strathspian Rail Society of New Hampshire are our guests, at least a few of the representatives here today on the Folk Show. Their gala is on November 25th, and they will be featuring the Highland Souls, and that will be Neil Pearlman and also Ed Pearlman and Laura Scott. We'll talk some more about the gala that's coming up. But first, how about if we listen to a tune from our folks from the Strathspian Rail Society of New Hampshire here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. the Strathspeyan Real Society of New Hampshire here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Michael, would you like to tell us about the piece that we just heard?
Yes, that was a set of tunes that we will be playing at our gala on November 25th. As a matter of fact, it's our opening set. And the reason it's our opening set is because the first tune in that set is called The Sterling Fiddler's Welcome to the Strathspeyan Real Society of New Hampshire. And that tune was written for us in 1996 by the man who is the leader of the Sterling Caledonia Strathspeyan Real Society in Scotland. In 1996, the Strathspeyan Real Society toured Scotland, a two-week tour. We played at 10 different venues, including a venue in Tillicoultry, Scotland, where we played with the Sterling Caledonian Strathspeyan Real Society, and Bill Cook. Bill Cook is a very well-known Scottish musician. He has been the leader of the Scottish Fiddle Orchestra for 30 years. By leader, they mean more or less the music director and the first violin. He wasn't the conductor. John Mason was the founder and conductor of the Scottish Fiddle Orchestra. But Bill Cook has been their leader for 30 years, and he wrote this tune for us on the occasion of our 1996 visit to Scotland. It's a great tune, and we love playing it. And another interesting piece about this tune, piece of information, is that this tune is now the official signature tune of the Strathspeyan Real Society. This past year, we had a competition amongst seven different tunes, and the group chose this tune to be our signature tune. And the second tune in that set was called the Royal Scots Polka, and it's a well-known tune from the traditional Scottish repertoire.
Walk us through the gala. It's November 25th at 2:30 in the afternoon. What can we expect?
Well, we've been doing the Strathspeyan Real Society gala concert for, I'm not sure exactly how many years, but probably more than 20 years. And every Thanksgiving weekend, the Sunday of every Thanksgiving weekend, we put on what we call a pageant. It's a combination of Scottish music, Scottish singing, and Scottish dance. And it's all held together by an MC who tells a few jokes and tells a few stories and sometimes sings a few songs as well. And it's about a two-hour event, starts at 2:30 in the afternoon on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And it's full of color, pageantry, and we think great music. And it's great fun for everybody. We hope people will come out and see it.
Tell us about your headliners, Michael.
Well, this year we have brought back to the Strathspeyan Real Society stage Highland Souls. In 2009, we had Highland Souls perform with us as dancers. Not as musical performers, but just as dancers. And we enjoyed their performance so much that we decided to have them back as headliners. Highland Souls is a family band consisting of Ed Perlman and his wife, Laura Scott, longtime well-known folks in the Scottish music tradition in New England. And we can talk more about that later. And then their three children. Neil is the oldest, and has become a fantastic musician in his own right. And then the two younger children are Lily and Jesse, and they are also following in the footsteps of their older brother Neil and their mother and father, becoming both fantastic musicians and quite accomplished dancers as well. And that's what's exciting about having Highland Souls be part of our concert. We'll get some great instrumental music from Ed and Neil and the others, but we'll also get some great dancing from Laura and the whole family.
How about if we hear another selection from Highland Souls, Ed Perlman, Neil Perlman, from the album On the Edge? The track we're going to hear is called High Road. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you. Headlining with Highland Souls at the Strathspey Real Society's 2012 Gala Concert happening at the Concord City Auditorium. It's at 2:30 on November 25th. We'll have more with the Strathspey Real Society of New Hampshire in just one moment. This is NHPR.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper, host of The Splendid Table. Be sure to join me for our annual Turkey Bacchanal, Turkey Confidential, live on Thanksgiving morning. We'll be here to take your calls with some of our favorite friends, Marcus Samuelson, Rick Bayless, and Ina Garten. It's culinary triage on the day you need it most. That's Turkey Confidential, live Thanksgiving morning from 8 p.m.
Turkey Confidential starts at 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Nathan Wexler and Company, CPAs and business advisors, serving entrepreneurial clients who share a passion for competency, integrity, and community enrichment. 224-5357. And Hospice at HCS, providing comfort, care, and support for people with advanced illness in southwestern New Hampshire, from offices in Keene, Peterborough, and Charlestown. HCSservices.org. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and joining us in the studio, the Strathspey Real Society of New Hampshire. Their 2012 gala is on November 25th at 2:30 at the Concord City Auditorium in Concord, New Hampshire. I noticed that you didn't bring any bagpipes with you, Michael, and I was looking at your website and noticed that there's a photo, a cartoon of a dismembered set of pipes, and wanted to find out what that's all about. You don't have anything against bagpipes, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, there will be a bagpiper at our gala concert, welcoming people into the hall. And we love bagpipes. But that cartoon, you have to admit, is one of the funniest cartoons. It shows a couple of dogs, two or three dogs, I forget exactly how many, and they have ripped apart a set of bagpipes, and their master walks into the room, and the dogs look up at him and say, "Aye, master, we've killed the dreaded beastie." it's a very funny cartoon.
Many folks, associate with the bagpipes with Scottish music primarily, but you have a nice array of instruments represented here. You want to talk a little bit about the musicians that you have and the array of instrumentation that will be included in your gala?
I'd be happy to, Kate. We are primarily a fiddle orchestra, but we also have other instrumentals involved, and of course the accordion with Sylvia Misko. We have a stellar guitar section, which today is represented by Sandy, Marilyn, and George, and Bob Reed, who plays bass guitar in the back. Sorry, Bob, didn't mean to forget you. We have Trudy Loy providing some drum activity for us. And then we have four fiddlers with us today, Bruce Cobb, Taylor Dupuis, Denise Vos, and Brian Mokler.
How many folks are in the orchestra in total?
Well, we'll have 22 to 24 people on stage during our gala. Obviously, this is a small representation of the people who will be in our gala. And I forgot to mention one thing, Kate. We're extremely honored and pleased this year to have Gordon Peary playing piano for us during our gala. Gordon is not a regular member of the Strathspeyan Reel Society, but he's a dear friend of mine. We've known each other for 25 or 30 years. He, as most people or many people in the New Hampshire folk music community will recognize, is one of the premier contradance players in the state. And we are just thrilled to have Gordon playing piano with us this year. And he's here in the studio with us today.
Who's the MC for your program?
The MC for our program this year is one of our members, Kip Ferguson. Kip is a guitar player and a singer and a rake and a raconteur. He has a great sense of humor, knows tons of jokes, and has a very lively and accessible stage presence, and he's going to be our MC. He's been our MC before, and we're looking forward to having him back on the stage this year.
Let's hear another tune from the Strathspeyan Reel Society of New Hampshire Orchestra that's with us today. Michael, would you like to introduce the piece that we're about to hear?
We're going to play A Set of Jigs. Thank you.
Strauss Bay and Real Society of New Hampshire here in our studio on New Hampshire Public Radio on The Folk Show. Their 2012 gala is happening on the 25th of November. It's Sunday at 2:30, and they'll have headliners Highland Souls appearing. That's Neil Pearlman, also Ed Pearlman, Laura Scott. They're from Maine, and they have a Cape Breton sound that they'll be bringing to Concord next weekend. The gala is a tradition for us, it seems like, and we welcome you to come and share this fine music on The Folk Show. We want to thank the folks that stopped in today: Bruce Cobb, Taylor Dupuis, Marilyn Goodrich, Sandy LeFleur, Trudy Loy, Brian Mokler, Gordon Peary, George Randall, Bob Reed, Sylvia Misko, of course, Denise Vos, and of course, Michael Vos. You have some members that are loyal to the Strauss Bay and Real Society. Michael, what does it take to become a member of the SRSNH?
Well, it's actually very simple to become a member. You just basically have to show up at a gathering. We have this kind of a folksy saying that if you can open your instrument case, you're good enough to play with us. That's the way we look at it. We're very inclusive, very open. We do charge a yearly membership fee for people who want to become official members and receive our newsletter and music mailings, et cetera, and be able to vote in our elections and that kind of thing. But it's very simple to become part of our group. We love having new people join us. We have new people joining us all the time.
Sylvia, any final thoughts before we send you all off in tune?
Well, all I can say is please come. And one thing that we haven't mentioned, it's part of the program. We have a set, and it's known as the Whiskey Set. And I'm not going to tell you anything more about it, but it's something that you shouldn't be missed.
Okay. Sylvia Misko and Michael Vos, thank you so much for leading the group into the studio today. And we appreciate you stopping in to let us know about the gala that's happening on Saturday, November 25th at 2:30 at the Concord City Auditorium. I want to also send people to the website. It is srsnh.org if you want to find out more details about the gala or about membership and how you might be able to get involved in the future. Would you like to play one last tune for us?
We would love to. We're going to close with two Strauss Bays that will also be part of our gala performance. Thank you.
just fantastic. Thank you so much to the Strathspey & Reel Society of New Hampshire. It gets better and better every year. Thank you, Michael Vose, for joining us today, and Sylvia Misko. Thank you so much, and have a great gala. And thank you so much to our volunteer engineer, C.J. Leek from Munsonville Audio, for taking care of the sound this evening. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Maids of Southern New Hampshire, providing environmentally friendly house cleaning to the Seacoast, Greater Manchester, and Concord areas. Referred for a reason, maidsnh.com. And Dartmouth Hitchcock, providing online health tools and podcasts for a healthier New Hampshire. Information at dartmouthhitchcock.org. And New Hampshire Magazine, featuring its food editor, Susan Laughlin, reporting on her favorite restaurants around the state. New Hampshire Magazine, where New Hampshire comes to you. This is NHPR.